In 1973, Big Blue drafted an All-American linebacker out of Michigan State, and Brad Van Pelt would go on to terrorize opposing offenses en route to becoming the Giants' player of the decade in the 1970s.
You know, we were drafted the same year. I'll never forget, you know, when he came in. And 73 is the number one pick. And obviously they had touted him as, you know, being one of the starting linebackers and stuff. But when he first came in, you know, he was a safety. And it's a little different playing safety and linebacker. And for him, it was a big adjustment for him and stuff. But once he adjusted and he realized that I was going to be there, we became really close friends. And, I mean, we were together for 11 years just on with the Giants alone.
Donning the number 10, Van Pelt was a talented player known for his tenacity, versatility, and tremendous speed.
Brad is a player who was naturally gifted. His play on the football field was something that was, I think, special. Super player. I mean, he went to, I think, 5 or 6 Pro Bowls. And he really should be mentioned for the Hall of Fame at some point.
He was a very quiet superstar because he was perennial All-Pro, and he too was a multi-talent athlete. I think he was drafted in baseball. He could have had a great baseball career, but he played so hard, and what a great performer. I love him, and I miss him.
Van Pelt would team up with Lawrence Taylor, Harry Carson, and Brian Kelly to form one of the fiercest linebacking corps in NFL history, simply known as the Crunch Bunch.
Brad, Brian, Lawrence and myself, you know, we were the Crunch Bunch, and we were big, strong, fast, and we were able to get after people. Lawrence was on one side, Brad was on the other side, Brian was next to me, and you just felt like you could just smack people around. When the offense broke the huddle and you could see the fear in their eyes, I'd never been a part of a group that demanded so much respect than that group, especially those linebackers.
Passing away in 2009 at a too early age of 57, Brad Van Pelt will forever be remembered as a true New York Giant.